You, my friend, are on Texas Standard Time. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. There are so many Texas holiday traditions on display right now that it might be hard to focus on one. Some folks have set elaborate light displays. Others are visiting German-style Christmas markets. Still others will make tamales and attend at least one posada. If you don't know what a posada is, let me sum it up by saying they're basically a holiday block party rooted in the Catholic tradition that reenacts the biblical journey of Mary and Joseph as they search for a place to stay in Bethlehem. Some posadas are huge. Others are intimate, but almost all of them include a special piñata. Acacia Coronado brings us the sound of a posada that takes us to the place where many folks in Central Texas buy theirs, a place you'd only find by word of mouth.
Off a dirt trail and past a black cat sitting on a shed, sits a humble home on the outskirts of Manor. Inside, piñatas hang in the kitchen, in the living room, and on every corner. Shiny tinfoil-like paper sits on the kitchen table, next to a bucket of giant balloons plastered with newspaper.
Son tres pasos. Primero es el globo, forrarlo con periódico y engrudo.
That's Julieta de Jesus. She says it's long been her family's tradition to make piñatas since she was a child in Mexico. A decade ago, they decided to begin it again in the United States.
Aquí tenemos como 10 años haciendo las piñatas y en cualquier cosita ellos me ayudan.
De Jesus says she missed the days of making the piñatas in Mexico and began making smaller versions with her kids. Soon, she started making them by request for events or birthdays. When posada season rolled around, she was asked to make the 7-spiked piñata. The spikes represent the 7 deadly sins. De Jesus says she always wanted to make these special posada piñatas in Mexico, but couldn't because her family didn't have the resources.
Ese es un recuerdo muy bonito que yo tengo de cuando yo era niña y que vivíamos en México y es lo que yo quiero transmitirle ahora a los niños y que eso siga.
Today she practices every day perfecting the art of the 7-spike piñata, teaching her kids along the way. Her mom, Francisca de Jesús, says there is something magical about making them with her grandchildren, continuing the tradition that she taught her kids many years ago.
Por ejemplo, allá todavía no hacíamos estas de los picos. Poníamos 5 picos en una nada más. 5 y hacíamos de diferentes figuras.
Francisca's college-aged grandson, Iván, sits at the kitchen table. A bowl of engrudo, the homemade glue consisting of flour and water, sits on the table next to him, along with many layers of shiny wrapping paper. He helps his mom Julieta make piñatas before he has to leave for class.
Me da mucha alegría porque le puedo ayudar a mi mamá a hacer algo que le gusta hacer. Entonces, poder ayudarle a hacer algo es chido para mí.
As he gets up to leave, Julieta's goddaughter Liliana Angel is excited to take his place. She rushed home from school and threw her homework so she could help with the piñatas.
Bien, porque le puedo ayudar a mi madrina con cosas.
Her godmother tells her to be patient. The glue isn't even dry yet.
¿Y cuál es tu parte favorita de hacerlas?
Cortando el papel y decorar la piñata.
Francisca says she remembers feeling the same excitement as a young girl in Mexico.
Pero yo les decía a ellas, vamos a hacer las piñatas mejor, y hacíamos piñatas y nosotros donábamos las piñatas para...
Making the 7-pointed piñatas is a lot of work and takes a lot of hands. Francisca says it also brings so much joy to their family, and it's what they look forward to all day.
Está mucho en la iglesia, pues es una tradición bonita para nosotros de allá de México.
In Manor, I'm Acacia Coronado for the Texas Standard. Estoy de
Is your piñata ready? We are coming up soon on 39 minutes past the hour. Don't touch that dial because there's much more ahead.